South Shore School Superintendent Mark Christensen says this is a particularly dangerous time of year. Christensen says parents need to be aware of their kids' activities.
There is a much greater awareness as far as the drinking and driving compared to when I was in school. A lot of those education efforts have really made an impact there. And I do think you see a lot more designated drivers and a lot more students, maybe if they are involved in some type of drinking, that they either stay where they're at or they have somebody else drive. I do see a big improvement over the last 25, 30 years in that area. That being said, I think we still need to keep getting that message out there and keep that awareness as great as it can be.
SAD, Shore for Students Against Drunk Driving, is raising awareness at high schools like South Shore. Jerry DePerry lost his son in 1991 in a drinking and driving crash. He used to speak to students at South Shore about the risks of drinking and driving.
You raise a kid to the best of your ability. You do the right things at the right time. You tell them what's right, tell them what's wrong, tell them how to make good decisions, and then it's their decision. Knowing there was going to be an accident that day, well, I suppose I could have tied them up and threw them in the basement and said, you're not going, you're staying here. But, we don't know that. We don't know if day-to-day what's going to happen. You're responsible for your life.
SAD's website says motor vehicle crashes remain the number one cause of death among youth ages 15 to 20. In Superior, Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.